So just take some time to settle. And as we take this time to settle, we'll start with three sighing breaths. So we take an inhalation through the nostrils and we sigh the breath out through the mouth. So it's a real, as if you're sighing from the throat. And we're letting go of that charge that builds up in the body. And the out-breath allows us to release that prior to us beginning our practice. So establishing a comfortable seated position. And allowing the flesh to relax around the bones. And taking some time to make sure that you're comfortable. And having that sense of being upright and mountain-like. So there's a sense of being very strong, like a mountain, very tall, sturdy, rooted, grounded. And the eyes may be closed or they may be just very lightly open. Just taking this time to settle. Like water. The mind and the body very much like water. Easily disturbed. When it's left alone, it comes to a place of natural stillness. So we're beginning to leave everything as it is. We're beginning to bring a gentle curiosity to whatever we find, to whatever's here. Without judgment. Bringing the awareness down into the feet. If they're flat on the ground, then having that sense of connection and groundedness. If you're cross-legged, then having that same connection with the sit bones, often referred to as the feet of the spine. And bringing a gentle curiosity to the feet. Any sensations that you might find here. Just exploring what's here. Maybe tingling or warmth. Maybe coolness. And and then maybe no sensations, and that's fine too. Just being with whatever is here in the feet. So we just begin to start to drop our awareness into the body. We begin to work with the senses. So we're noticing the legs. Maybe noticing any gripping in the legs. Then bringing the awareness to the hands. And just noticing the hands. Hands directly reflect the solar plexus. So as we relax the hands, solar plexus naturally begins to soften. And the arms. Being aware of the arms. And maybe just allowing them to feel heavy. And allowing the shoulders to drop down away from the ears. And being aware of the seat, that which is supporting you. And feeling supported. As best as you can, just noticing what's here. Maybe notice the tendency to judge that which you find. And in our mindfulness practice, we're reminded of the attitude of non-judging. And then bringing the awareness to the spine and just allowing it to find its place in the pelvis. Allowing it to be upright. Reflecting your intention to be alert, awake, conscious. And the head, allow it to find its place on top of the spine. Maybe just allowing the chin to gently be drawn in towards the chest. Notice any gripping in the face. Allow the face to soften. So having a sense of settling into the posture. nowhere to get to, nothing to do. It's coming to pause, giving that busy mind a rest. Bringing the awareness into the sensations in the whole of the body. As you sit, and then bringing a gentle awareness to the breath. Very gently, like a leaf that might flutter down onto the surface of a pond. Just noticing the breath. You are riding the breath. Noticing how the body responds to the breath. Maybe noticing the sensations of breathing. Noticing the cycle of the breath. Just noticing how the in-breath is naturally followed by the out-breath. And the out-breath naturally followed by the in-breath. Maybe allowing this breath to enable you to cultivate the feeling of being centered. So all of the energy that's dispersed returns back into the body and settles. And sooner or later, the mind will wander off, doing what minds do. And we notice where it's wandered off to. And without judgment, we gently escort it back to the breath. With a kindliness. Each time the mind wanders off, we notice where it's wandered off to. We begin to notice the patterns that take us away from being centered. Being present. Again, without judgment. The tendency to want things to be different from how we find them. taking some time to notice what's here. Some thoughts that we attach to, cling to. And some thoughts that we resist. Noticing what's here. Just noticing the patterns that take us away from being present. And the power is in the noticing. With a gentleness. With a kindliness. Each time the mind may wander off, we notice where it's wandered off to. And we return it back to the breath. The breath is always present. Just resting in this awareness of the breath. Maybe just noticing that tendency to get caught up in thinking. But knowing that it's always possible, we always have the choice to return our awareness back to the breath. Maybe just seeing if it's possible to be with one cycle of the breath. From the beginning of the in-breath all the way through the end of the out-breath. Without tightening the mind. Maybe just sensing this cycle of the breath. We may choose to build on that. Each time the mind wanders off, just gently escorting it back to the breath. One breath in. One breath out. no striving. Noticing judgment. Just allowing things to be as they are. And as everything begins to settle, maybe a sense of space. Space to breathe more easily. Just this breath in this moment. Each moment fresh and new. With each in-breath, there's a gathering. With each out-breath, there's a letting go. Dropping into this present moment that we call now. Softening. Resting the awareness in the stillness. Spaciousness. Allowing everything to be as it is. And as the breath settles, the mind too begins to settle. And the heart settles. And bring the awareness into the heart. And allow the heart to gladden. The heart that's much more than the muscle. So having a sense of softness in the heart, spaciousness, and then bringing a feeling of loving kindness into the heart. And filling the heart with loving kindness as best as you can. Allowing this loving kindness to seep into the muscles and the bones and the cells of the body. And filling the mind with loving kindness. And allowing this loving kindness to flush through all the nerves of the body. Stabilizing the mind. Nourishing the heart. Clearing the nervous system. And with each out breath, a sense of release. And as we move towards the end of this practice, you may choose to continue your meditation practice in your own time. But seeing if you can take this attitude of non-judging, and loving kindness with you into the rest of your day.